The opinions expressed in the following program are solely those of the host.
Now I'm a fella with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, I mean the guy who invented the cigarette, why, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now it's not cause I don't smoke myself, and I've read the thing, they'll harm your health, but I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same, at a peasant party or a poker game, everything must stop while they have that cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it, if you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that he hates to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, G-Band, broadcasting from outside the limits of convention. This is radio without borders, without rules, and without reservation.
With your host, Radio Free G, joined by super producer Mumbles.
Search for Radio Free G on iTunes, or you may head to the website radiofreeg.blogspot.com. Welcome to the G Band.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Radio Free G, episode 15. My goodness, I never thought I'd make it this far without being shot on the street like a common criminal. But we are here, episode 15. End of March, beginning of April 2007, roughly. And it's been a while since the last episode, I know. Those of you that listened to the last show will know that I went through a little bit of mechanical failure with the vehicle, shall we say. And also had some great personal life changes. I'll be getting to that a little bit later on in the show. The first thing that I have to get to, I did not think I was going to do a show before this next event would be taking place, given all the troubles that have befallen me. However, I am home today. I'm sick from work. You can probably hear it in my voice. I've decided not to do any schoolwork because I'm not there mentally. Well, I guess anyone who listens to the show probably has their own snickering one-liner, so slap yourselves on the back. For today, I am going to devote myself to the show. I'm going to get some things, some long-standing items I've been meaning to put in the show, get them out there for the listenership. Of course, I'm sick, so Mumbles is taking the day off as well. Again, not sure how he coordinates that, but one of these days I'll have to get HR to look into it. Now, I want to play for you a promo. I want everyone to have their browsers ready. As soon as the promo is finished, go and vote. Here we go.
Sure Shot Media is proud to present the Magneto Awards. Better than the Grammys, bigger than the Emmys, and grander than the Oscars. Hosted by Tito and Magno. With special guests Al Gore, Radio Free G, Kim Jong-il, former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, John Chrétien, and many, many more. Join us on Sunday, April 8th, 2007. It's the event of the year.
I ask, nay, I demand that the listenership flood the SureShot Media servers. There's almost a tongue twister in that. Flood the SureShot Media servers and vote in yours truly, Radio Free G, as the winner for every single category that I'm entered in. But I'm sure that the fine boys at TNM will come to their senses and will not let the evening pass without spreading some of the love around. Anyways, that was item number one. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to make it here, so let's head on to item number two. There were calls coming in to the G-Band line for the new segment that we debuted last show, Ask a G-Man, and the response was overwhelming. I know that the listenership has been waiting to get their questions answered, so we're going to give you one answer right now. I hope it's not coming too late for whomever it was that asked this question. Well, we're going to play the question, and then I'm going to get straight to the advice. With problems like that, you don't really have much going on in life, do you? I think you need to ask the G-Man.
Yes, Radio Free G. First-time caller, first-time listener. Just want to ask you, there's a rumor going around that I have a rather large, well, large isn't the word, an enormous penis, and it's true, I do. I just want to know, should I, bring it out and show the world, or just let it be a rumor? It's been bothering me for quite a few years now, and, just don't know what to do anymore. Please help me out. Just call me Rumor.
Well, Rumor, your problem raises a tripart answer. Number one, never show it to another dude. The only time that you should show it to another dude is if the other dude is a doctor and you're in the state of medical emergency. But you'll know when that time comes. It's better in the circle of other dudes that you leave it as a rumor, and in a best case scenario, you let women spread the rumor to other dudes about you. That brings us to the second part of the answer. Do show the women. Because if women don't see it, you're obviously not doing anything with it, and what's the point of having it? Capiche? Now, number three, before you do show it to women, you want to be sure that you're as well endowed as you say you are. I mean, I don't want you to be under the impression that you are the greatest gift to women since, well, I could say something very rude here, but I won't because I respect my listenership. But just make sure that you weren't watching, say, midget porn and comparing yourself to the television at that particular point. I'm sure you're smart enough to know what's on the up and up, but I wanted to make that clear. I don't want to leave any stone unturned, because when people ask the G-Man, they expect the complete answer, not some fly-by-night radio psychiatry. And, of course, Rumor, if you are gay, and your voice certainly makes it appear as if you enjoy partaking in a hot beef injection every now and again, in that case, then ignore all of my suggestions. It's a whole different world in that case, since homosexuals have absolutely no sexual embarrassment meter. Just, walk around in a kilt and make sure you stand on top of air vents in the city. That's the best case scenario for everyone involved. That's if you're gay. But if you're not, see items 1, 2, and 3. I'm sure by now the listenership is wondering, well, how can I get my questions answered by the G-Man? Well, that's where this comes in.
Do you have a comment or show idea?
Do you have a phone?
The G-Band is now open 24/7, toll free from anywhere in North America. Call 1-888-49-G-Band. That's 1-888-494-2263 to leave a message for the man, the myth, the growing legend that is Radio Free G.
Question number two.
Hello. I want to ask the G-Man a question. I have yellow fever. Can you tell me what to do?
Well, since the first guest was called Rumor, and I like rhymes, I'm going to call this caller Tumor. Now, Tumor, it's obvious from your accent that you're a new Canadian. That's the euphemism we're using now, new Canadian. I won't go into the specifics of what I think you are, but that plays a large role in the answer that I'm going to give you to your problem. Number one, I'm sure that you are accustomed back home to taking a dip in the holy rivers. The difference here is that in Canada, you can't do that in Ashbridges Bay. That is a cesspool of human filth and scum. That's probably where your yellow fever came from, and I don't think you have yellow fever. Hence, that's why I gave you the word tumor. I think that you should take yourself, your family, and the other families you live with, and head off to somewhere that's a little less toxic. I suggest Three Mile Island. I saw a film on the Discovery Channel where they went through some of the cleansing rituals of some African tribes, and there is a procedure that may be good for you. The local witch doctor took a brush and actually inserted it into the mouth, swabbed the inside, kept going, did the lower part of the larynx and the esophagus all the way down to the stomach, and simply kept on pushing until that brush made its way through the entire intestine, upper, lower, small and large, and out the person's rear end. That's a full body cleansing, and that may be just right up your alley. Feel free to call back and let me know how things went.
Laughing in the face of danger. Poking a finger in the eye of death. You're listening to Radio Free G.
Yes, Mumbles is not here, but I could not resist putting in at least one one-shot. And that brings us to the final segment of this show. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, with regards to the announcement that I had at the end of episode 14, the announcement would be my engagement. Well wishings have been coming from every direction. It's been a veritable outpouring of emotions from the listenership, and I received a congrats on the G-band line, 1-888-49-G-band, from number one Radio Free G announcer Big V. It seems that Big V has become sweet on one of his girls. For those of you that don't know, Big V is a he is a employer, small businessman, entrepreneurial spirit, basically more of what Canada needs. And it seems that he has become sweet on one of his girls that work for him. He called in to the show to give his congratulations, and I'll play that for you right now. I think it just sounds fantastic. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm happy for Big V, but he is going against one of cardinal rules. I believe it was laid down in Scarface. You don't do your own blow. Well, I'll leave that alone for now. Here we go.
Hey there, Mr. Radio Free G. This is Big V, along with
Mini V.
And we're calling to congratulate you on your engagement to the future Miss Radio Free G there.
Congratulations!
And we also like to mention that you have our support in your current legal situation there that you've mentioned. And we're rooting for you, and we want to tell you to hang in tough. I myself feel your pain. Being a pimp, I felt the pain you're feeling, especially when pimping didn't come easy. So hang in tough. You shall prevail. And especially with friends like us and the other people in the G-band world, solidarity, brother.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sure Big V speaks for, well, at least 90% of the listenership. I'm sure there's some people out there who listen that I don't quite get along with, but tune in anyway. Anyways, Big V, thank you again. Nothing for me to say except stay black and don't get all domesticated on us now with Mini V. That brings us to the conclusion of another show. Once again, I hope to be a little bit better. I don't know when the next show is going to be coming out. I'll have exams coming up, and hopefully this thing leaves me. Mumbles, super producer Mumbles, gets better, and he comes back for the next show. We still have a lot of items that we have to catch up on. I could do another 4 shows with what I have waiting here, but we need the time and the health to kick in before we get onto the next shows. So, on behalf of myself, Radio Free G, super producer Mumbles, who's hopefully in bed convalescing, Big V, everyone in the Radio Free G family, catch you again next time
on the G-Band. End transmission.
You have been listening to Radio Free G. Send all feedback and show ideas to radiofreeg@gmail.com or visit the website at radiofreeg.blogspot.com. Catch you again next time on the G-Band. End transmission.
Right now, I've got to have a cigarette.
Oh, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it, if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. But you've got to have another cigarette.
Gotta have another.
Now, the other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in 50 states. A high brown uptown fancy little lady. She said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were going about as they ought to be. And so hand in hand, we walked down Lover's Lane. She was old, so far from a cake of ice. Our smooching party was a-going nice. She helped me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. I gave her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Old Sam."